It's probably true that nobody wants to live near a factory. There's noise and traffic and environmental concerns. We'll focus on the environmental part of this where West Eugene is concerned. The community borders an industrial area, and measurements show the air quality is not optimum. The group Beyond Toxics has been working on the issue for years and has made a few gains here and there. A community meeting is planned for tomorrow night, and that gives us a chance to catch up on the issues and possible remedies. Two guests join us from Beyond Toxics. Anna Molina is Environmental Justice Community Liaison. Anna, welcome to you.
Hello.
Good to have you. And Pablo Alvarez is with us as well. He's the Environmental Justice Community Organizer. Pablo, welcome to you.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
So, Anna, let's start with you. Would you just describe the area for the folks who don't know West Eugene and the concerns about it?
Yeah. West Eugene is located west of 11th Street. So it's an area in West Eugene where there's a lot of industries. And Pablo, can you also kind of mention a little bit West Eugene? I know you've worked more on the maps that way.
Yeah, so West Eugene is one of the latest areas to be developed in the area of Eugene and to be zoned to be a residential area. So it wasn't incorporated into parts of the city until later in the city's history. So at the time that it was being incorporated as residential areas, it had already had a couple industries and factories out there. So it is between what is considered South Eugene or Churchill areas of Eugene, in between that and Junction City. So it is on the way to the airport. It is historically has had one of the best soils for farming. And so there, it's on really prime farmland out there in a very swampy area as well. It has a lot of wetlands. Historically, the river didn't follow the perfect path that it does now. And sometimes the water from the McKenzie and Willamette River would flow into more wetlands in the area of West Eugene and Bethel.
Is there still agriculture in the area too?
So there is a little bit past what has been zoned and incorporated into the city. So as soon as you leave the, so it's called the Bethel neighborhood. So as soon as you start leaving that neighborhood, then you start getting into some farmlands going towards the airport and then up north on Highway 99, all the way up to Corvallis. It's a lot of hazelnut farming.
And what are the industries out there? You mentioned this was an industrial area first, I think.
Yeah, so it's like the history of a lot of industries in Oregon. It's a lot of wood treatment facilities, but you also get... so what is interesting about the area is that there are about 36 facilities in the entire city of Eugene that have to be registered as a toxics emitter with the EPA or DEQ. Or with this, yeah, City of Eugene is one of the only cities in the nation really to have a toxics disclosure system. And so there's about 36 facilities in the whole city, and 35 of them are located in West Eugene. And so it's a lot of creosote treatment, veneer creation, ceramics, a lot of wood treatment generally, and a biomass facility that is out there as well.
So at the very least, a lot of interesting smells when you have creosote and all the other things you were talking about out there. Now, how about the actual quality of the air? Are the 35 facilities in West Eugene within compliance limits for the substances it has to get registered for?
So they have been generally. There are a couple that have been fined for not being under compliance over the years. J.H. Baxter is one of them that has been fined for going over those thresholds. They're actually one of the companies out there that are also being forced to do a couple of soil cleanups by the DEQ at the moment. And so that process is ongoing. And but for the most part, yeah, they have to be in compliance with certain standards to be able to maintain their LRAPA permits, which are it's the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. However, what isn't taken into account in a lot of those permits is that it's facility-based, and not a lot of times is the aggregate impact really taken into consideration.
What does it mean, facility-based, but no aggregate impact taken into account?
Well, you know, they do certain inspections of facilities to make sure that they're not going over their thresholds. But once you have 35 facilities in one area, then the threshold is going to change.
And so you're saying a collective issue here rather than just, you know, each one of them individually getting close to meeting their guidelines, but together.
Exactly. And not only is it an issue that there's 35 of them emitting in the area and that they have to have permits for those, but also just the environment of the area is by nature an environment where there's a lot of air stagnation. So that is something that also needs to be considered, because it's just the way it is at the end of the valley, of the Willamette Valley. You're going to be finding more air stagnation in that area. And you can see that through a lot of different air monitors that are in the area, and the fact that for short term air pollution, the city of Eugene ranks 19th in the entire nation for worst short-term air pollution. And that's due to those really bad air stagnation days.
All right, so in the top 20 and not in a top 20 you want to be in.
Definitely not.
We are talking about the air in West Eugene with a couple of people from Beyond Toxics, the environmental group based in Eugene. Pablo Alvarez is the environmental justice community organizer for the group. Ana Molina is with us as well, environmental justice community liaison. We can't take phone calls today because we're missing a person, but we can take your emails at jx@jeffnet.org. Ana, talk about how many people live in the area that you're concerned about here.
Around like 30,000 people live in the area of West Eugene that we've been canvassing out.
Wow.
As well.
Okay, so that's a lot of people. And are health problems showing up among them?
There are pockets of people who have reported health problems. At least we get a lot of phone calls of people calling to us about like just their health concerns. When we did our first environmental justice project out in West Eugene, there was a lot of children who had asthma in the area, and so we that kind of highlighted all the health problems. We have people who've reported to us personally that they do have cancer, they do have asthma, they have trouble breathing when the air quality is really bad, and things like that.
Yeah, so if I can jump in on that.
Sure.
Also, so because of that is that we're having the event that we're having on Saturday, not to jump ahead, but the fact that we had so many people reporting to us that they had levels of concern for asthma at the time in 2011 when we first ran our environmental justice survey, a couple people that worked at the schools were also telling us that some certain children had to be kept in schools because of bad asthma days, so they couldn't go out to recess, for example, and so when we decided to run this survey, we added a lot of questions regarding to health, and so what the event will be doing on Saturday is reviewing the results of the surveys of the communities that are closest to the environmental pollution in West Eugene and comparing it to a survey that we put out for the rest of Eugene. And so you asked about health, and so one of the things that we divided the areas into three Census Bureau blocks so that it goes in line with what the EPA uses. And so we surveyed 50 homes in each Census Bureau block. And so we surveyed three Census Bureau blocks that are closest to the environmental pollution in Eugene. And just for reference, one of the things that most came to, that was most visible, was nearly double level the amount of asthma in West Eugene compared to the rest of the city. And again, this is just self-reported from the surveys that we took, but we took nearly 150 survey homes in West Eugene versus nearly 174 for the rest of the city. So arguably a really good sample size and something that you're seeing just there in and of itself, it's a high discrepancy in asthma rates.
You mentioned the meeting. Let's get into some detail on that, because it's the West Eugene Clean Air Community Meeting. This is Saturday, tomorrow, January 25th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Peterson Barn Community Center. What's the plan for the evening, Pablo?
Yeah, so the plan for the evening is we believe that environmental justice is making sure that the people who are most impacted by environmental deregulation, unfortunately, at this place, are informed and equipped with the tools to be able to do good governance. And I think part of that, part of those tools that we're trying to provide to communities is just knowing what's around their environment. And so a lot of people don't know about these facilities. They certainly smell the smells that are out there and complain about them, but they don't necessarily know what they are. So a little bit first is explaining what facilities are out there, what toxic pollution might look like, what PM 2.5 is. A lot of people don't really know what particulate matter is and the effects that it can have on people's health. So we're having all of that with peer-reviewed data from the EPA. And on top of that, we're going to show to them the results of our surveys so they know where they stand in comparison to the rest of the city, because one of the first things that started really getting people's attention is that West Eugene has an 18-year lower life expectancy than other parts of the city. Especially when compared to the wealthiest areas of the city. That's a really high life expectancy difference. And so showing to them those patterns are going to be really important for them to be equipped. And it doesn't just the meeting won't just inform them of air quality. We're trying to make sure that all aspects of environmental justice are touched upon, and a lot of that has to do with jobs. A lot of that has to do with housing, energy, a lot of different things come into environmental justice. For example, one statistic that was really important for us to showcase and gather was the simple questions of, do you travel more than 5 miles to get to work? And so that generally means that people are going to have to be taking public transportation or are driving if it's more than 5 miles. And for comparison, in the three sectors that we surveyed, the average of people that responded, yes, I have to travel more than 5 miles, was about 59% of people said that they have to travel more than 5 miles to get to work. And in the rest of the city, it was just 16%. So that's a very, very high discrepancy also there of just how much you have to travel, how much you have to spend in gas already. If you're asking the community with the lowest income per capita in the city to have to disproportionately travel to work, that's environmental pollution from cars, that is time spent having to drive, that is money spent having to spend on gas. It's a heavy impact that really affects people's health and well-being, mental health, all of those other things. So it will focus primarily on air pollution, but there will be other things that we will have to talk about to make sure that the city is paying attention to really other issues of public planning that have to be discussed.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the air situation in West Eugene with Pablo Alvarez and Ana Molina from the group Beyond Toxics, which has been paying attention to the issue for a while now. We can take emails, but not phone calls today, jx@jeffnet.org. Now, you guys have been at this for a while now. You mentioned the 2011 survey. I know we've had interviews in the past about things like bus tours of West Eugene to give people an idea of the lay of the land with the factories and the homes and all that sort of thing. You have gotten some response from local government, right? I mean, didn't El Rapa make some changes announced last fall?
I'm sorry, you are, it seemed like Anna's phone might have gotten a little bit low, but I can answer a little bit to that. We had a little bit of concern in 2011 about these same issues. So yeah, they were brought up at the time. We both, Anna and I, were not working with Beyond Toxics at the time, but what the organization was able to do was to change a couple of the zoning, not requirements, zoning changes that were happening at the time. So one of the areas was going to be zoned at the time to include more heavy industrial pollution, And we saw that as a thing that we would not want for the community. So the findings of the survey at that time were brought to the city, and Beyond Toxics was able to stop the plans that they had for zoning at the time and kind of reverse that. So it went from being heavy industrial zoning to light industrial and commercial, and for I think a school, I believe, is what went in there. So that was changed, and for the first time ever, the city created overlay environmental justice zoning in the area. So that was a win at the time to make sure that no more heavy industrial pollution was put in that area.
It actually has that name, environmental justice zoning?
Yes, so it's an overlay zoning, and so to our understanding, that is an overlay zoning in the Clear Lake Triangle area that still is still has power today. And so that was what happened that time. And so now what we've been bringing to the city is different options. So this is kind of going also hand in hand with the city of Eugene creating their climate action plan. They have different targets that they have to meet through their climate recovery ordinance. And so one of the things that we've been trying to bring to light with the surveys and the public testimonies and all these events that we've been having is really what the city can do for better public policy. And we try our best to work with the city rather than against the city or anything like you can imagine, until we really have to give it to them sometimes and stand up for the residents. But for the most part, we try to work with the city, trying to inform them on what the best practices of environmental justice are and how they can integrate those into their public planning. We are one of our executive director is on one of the boards of zoning, and so that's planning on the zoning for the next 10 years, and really trying to embed our views and what the public is saying out there into the public process. And so we request LRAPA every single time that they want to review permits, for example, to increase the amount of pollution that companies are meant to emit, to have public hearings, and really try to rope people into those public hearings so that their concerns can be heard. So advocacy and coming out when we have to come out to public hearings and making sure that the voices of the residents are being heard.
Pablo, I think you said this already, but we have an email from Becca in rural Lane County wanting to know approximately what boundaries are you're talking about for West Eugene.
Yeah, so I can, it's kind of hard to explain over over the air.
But you got streets maybe that can exist to use for boundaries, and just to let people know where we're talking here?
Yeah, so I believe that it can be found on our website, but if it's not there, I can explain it real quick. It is, again, we were trying to keep it as much as possible for what the US EPA uses. Mm-hmm. And so in our survey taking, there is an actual boundary that is considered. So if you look up in the EPA census blocks, there is an actual neighborhood boundary that is considered Bethel, mm-hmm. and that is considered West Eugene. So those are two different neighborhoods, and actually in the neighborhood associations in Eugene, they are also considered two separate neighborhoods, but they're right next to each other. So the boundaries that we are talking about are the Bethel and West Eugene boundaries. And when you look at a map, it's pretty clear of what we're talking about, because it on the east end, the neighborhood ends at the rail yard, so at Train Song, and you see an entire, it just follows the entire train tracks, I believe. Sorry. And on the west end, it ends where you see all the farmland.
Okay.
So it goes from train tracks to farmland from east to west, and on the north, it goes also until you hit farmland. Or what is considered Clear Lake Road. Okay. So north is Clear Lake Road. On the east side is Green Hill Road. Sorry, on the west side it's Green Hill Road. Mm-hmm. On the east side it's the train tracks or the Northwest Express or Highway 99, depending on which ones you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it really ends at Roosevelt Boulevard.
Okay.
For the residential area, because the most of West Eugene is commercial and the industrial pollution.
All right, that helps a bit. And thanks to Becca for the question about that. So we have about 2.5 minutes left here. You guys have been at this for a while now, canvassing the neighborhood, bus tours I mentioned, and a few other things. Do you feel like you're getting to a point where something substantive really might be done?
So I think that is up to what the city and El Rapa are going to do. We recently won a civil rights complaint with the EPA against El Rapa, just to ensure that more civil rights considerations and community input are being done through the process of the expansion of air pollution in the area. We are hoping that the city can, through the climate action plan or through different zoning or different transportation mechanisms, LTD, can help the area. We're hoping that maybe a certain fee can be applied. There's different things that are being thought about of how fees for natural gas can come into helping people climatize and weatherize their homes and maybe put better air filtration systems in place. So we're hoping that we can get something, but it really depends on how much the city and El Rapa and all these elected officials are going to pay attention to what the community wants.
Are they invited to the Peterson Barn tomorrow night?
They absolutely are. We invited all the city councilors for that area. We invited the state legislatures, which we believe the state senator will be there in at the meeting. We invited the mayor, we invited the county commissioners from that area, and we invited El Rapa to come and just hear directly from the residents and what they have to say.
Have there been many face-to-face meetings with the public figures before?
There has been between us. I know Anna had a couple meetings yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we try our best to be able to meet with the public and have the residents meet with the representatives.
All right. Well, a lot of ground left to cover, it sounds like here, but a major step tomorrow night with the West Eugene Clean Air Community Meeting. That is tomorrow, Saturday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Dinner is served, I understand, Pablo.
Yes, there will be dinner served.
All right. That's at the Peterson Barn, 870 Burnson Road in Eugene. I want to like to thank Pablo Alvarez, the Environmental Justice Community Organizer, and Ana Molina, Environmental Justice Community Liaison from Beyond Toxics, for joining us today in the exchange. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, take care.